Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Things are happening all around the world that may impact your life, that may impact the security of our country, that may impact the health and well-being of the United States of America. First of all, of course, tonight is the big night for the Republican debate, where eight of the people who are trying to replace Joe Biden with a more vigorous, more conservative, more Republican leadership, they are getting together in Milwaukee. What kind of questions should they get? What kind of questions will they get? We'll give you a chance to call in and try to place some of those questions, reform some of those questions. But today there is a upstaging to some extent of the big events in the American political scene in terms of the international scene, and with the death, apparently, maybe, could be, hasn't been verified yet, but the death of one of the most important and brutal leaders in Russia, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, the originator of the Wagner Group, which basically took a lot of people out of Russian jails. And these are bad guys and tough guys, and mobilized them into a fighting force that was spectacularly brutal in Ukraine. Apparently, it is being reported that 10 people were killed in a private jet crash north of Moscow, and the Russian Civil Aviation Authority, which is under Putin's control, of course, said that Yevgeny Prigozhin was on the passenger list. 7 passengers and 3 crew were on board the Embraer aircraft, which was en route from Moscow to St. Petersburg, according to the TASS news agency. MSNBC reports, while Prigozhin's death has not been confirmed, the Wagner Group's own social media have acknowledged the crash and have not made any claims about his safety. Now, this despite the fact that there are some reports that the dead man is a Prigozhin double. It's not the real Prigozhin. What is the story here? Prigozhin, you may remember, with the Wagner Group, was marching toward Moscow with literally thousands of his troops. He commands about 50,000 troops who are part of this Wagner Group. They're mercenaries. They get paid for this. But the idea is that just 2 months ago, there was a mutiny against Putin's rule. And Prigozhin apparently thought better of it before he got to Moscow, but on his way there, he wasn't stopped by the Russian army at all, and in fact, he was cheered by the Russian populace, particularly in the area of Rostov, which is a city between Moscow and where he was marching back from Ukraine. Russia said that actually, the official statement has nothing to do with the plane being shot down by anyone involved with Vladimir Putin, even though most international experts are saying that is probably what happened. We'll be speaking to Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute coming up on the Medved Show to try to make some sense of this. Russia said 3 people were killed in a Ukrainian drone attack in the border region of Belgorod today. Drone attacks have become an almost daily occurrence in the province, which is located just inside Russia and just 49.7 miles from Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. Hours later, Russian President Putin, who was forced to stay home from a BRICS summit. Okay, what's the BRICS summit? BRICS was a concept that was established several years ago of basically the a group of rising powers, five of them. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And the BRICS summit is in Africa this time. Putin couldn't go there because there's an international warrant for his arrest. And he tried to woo the gathering's leaders in absentia by blaming the West for his invasion of Ukraine in a virtual speech. I see. Well, that's what you hear from Vivek Ramaswamy. It's what you hear from Tucker Carlson. Is that the position that I know that President Trump has said that there would not be any war in Ukraine because he is the apple of Vladimir Putin's eye. Yeah, he said that. I'm the apple of his eye. And yesterday from The Guardian, they said the Russian mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin has posted his first video address since leading a short-lived rebellion in Russia, appearing in a clip possibly shot in Africa on Telegram channels affiliated with a Wagner group. A person who appears to be the 62-year-old mercenary leader is seen in the video standing in a desert area in a camouflage suit and with a rifle in his hands. Well, that's the way he usually presents himself. In the distance, there are more armed men and a pickup truck. There's also this message on X today, that's Twitter, and it's from Anton Gershenko. That's a Ukrainian patriot, advisor to the Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine, founder of the Institute for the Future, and he's an official enemy of Russian propaganda. That's the way he defines himself. And he points out, does Anton Garoshenko, today is exactly 2 months after Prigozhin's mutiny started. And another symbolism, 10 people died in today's crash, exactly the same number of pilots died on board the Russian military IL-22 plane on the 24th of June that was hit by Wagner mercenaries. And then we have this going on right here in the United States. 10 minutes ago, residents were asked to stay away from Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood this afternoon after hundreds of shots were fired and a standoff between police and one suspected shooter. It started at around 11:35 a.m. when Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies went to a house in the neighborhood to serve an eviction notice. That's when shots suddenly rang out. A shocking video appeared to show shots fired in rapid succession as hundreds of cops, including SWAT teams and officers in helicopters, responded. I've never heard bullets like this, one neighbor told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Something you'd see in a movie. Other neighbors said they heard multiple exchanges of gunfire. This is over an attempted eviction. The police at one point apparently used a sledgehammer to break down the door of this house to remove this squatter. He didn't want to be removed and started shooting. The city of Pittsburgh police still have control of the active shooter scene until the incident is resolved, said the Pittsburgh Public Safety, tweeting out Wednesday afternoon. One responding sergeant suffered a minor injury but was not shot, officials said. But again, another extraordinary and disturbing moment in a country that has had plenty of them. A lot of them involving violence, some of them involving politics. We'll get to all of it on the Medved Show. Coming up, talking to Elizabeth Braw about what's really happening in Russia now. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
out just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Maybe it's a good thing for people to be aware of what is going on right now in Russia, because I know that people look at our politics and the prospect of another repeat of the Trump versus Biden duel, the duel of the doddering duo, and again, there's plenty to be upset about and depressed about in the United States, including this apparent showdown in Pittsburgh involving hundreds of rounds, and it's unclear just how well armed this individual is who was resisting his eviction from a place that he was staying in. Apparently, the place he was staying in had belonged at one point to a relative. The relative died, and then it was sold by the bank or somehow sold, and the squatter in the unit in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh was being required to leave. In any event, it's a gunfight in Pittsburgh, and at least one police officer has been wounded. Let us hope that no one is seriously hurt on any side. But then you have the debate coming up tonight, and then you have this. The BBC is reporting that, yes, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the Wagner mercenary group boss, was on the passenger list of a private plane, a small plane, that crashed. And was it shot down? There is widespread speculation that it was. All 10 people on board the plane were killed, 3 crew members, 7 passengers, according to preliminary information from the emergencies ministry. 8 bodies are said to have been recovered. So what happened to the other 2 bodies? Who knows? Gray Zone, a Telegram channel believed to be linked to the Wagner group, says Prigozhin's plane was shot down. However, the BBC has no confirmation that Prigozhin was definitely on the plane. Video footage verified by the BBC shows a plane falling from the sky in Kuzhenkino, Russia. Prigozhin founded the Wagner mercenary group, which has been active in conflicts in Africa and the Middle East and fought alongside the Russians in Ukraine. Prigozhin led a short-lived mutiny against Russian President Vladimir Putin, mutiny that began exactly 2 months ago, and people are making much of this symbolism. Is it that Putin waited to get his revenge that he was due to take? He waited until that anniversary, 2-month anniversary of the mutiny? Who knows? Under a deal to end the mutiny, charges against Prigozhin were dropped, and he was offered a move to Belarus. He kept a low profile since then. When you say he was offered a move to Belarus. Belarus is not the kind of place. This is not like going to Monte Carlo or Florida or even Palm Springs. It's Belarus. And Belarus is, of course, Russia's closest ally among the former Soviet Socialist Republics, and run by a particularly brutal and lunkheaded dictator named Lukashenko. Meanwhile, speaking of other political crises, former President Donald Trump is expected to surrender for arrest. And when you use a term like that, it makes it sound like he's a guy who's like this squatter in Pittsburgh who's barricaded himself and is shooting at people who are coming to evict him. He's expected to surrender for arrest. He's going to show up. He's not going to be locked away. He will have a mugshot and other proceedings. This is going to happen tomorrow, so that could upstage some of the impact of the debate. There are a number of candidates, including people like Nikki Haley and Chris Christie and Tim Scott, who are all hoping to make a big impression and get their sort of lagging campaigns going. But it's tougher when Trump is going to upstage that by surrendering for arrest in Fulton County, Georgia. He has denied all wrongdoing. Trump, who is running to return for the White House, is not attending tonight's Republican primary debate, during which he will likely be a frequent target for his opponents. Most of his opponents, with the exception of Asa Hutchinson and Chris Christie, are probably going to defend President Trump. They appear to be on his side. Trump has already agreed to a $200,000 bond with certain conditions, including limits on social media posts. How will that go? If he violates that agreement, judges may have limited enforcement options. Some of Trump's co-defendants, including Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, former law professor, and former Georgia GOP Chairman David Schaefer, have already surrendered. Okay. There is this from just a month ago at Aspen. The director of the CIA, William Burns, talked about the possibilities of Putin's revenge. Listen.
Putin is someone who generally thinks that revenge is a dish best served cold. So he's going to try to settle the situation to the extent he can. But again, in my experience, Putin is the ultimate apostle of payback. So I would be surprised if Prigozhin escapes further retribution for this. So in that sense, the president's right. If I were Prigozhin, I wouldn't fire my food taster.
What he was talking about was a surprisingly lighthearted remark that President Biden made a month ago about Prigozhin and his future. Listen.
I think that determining what happens to Prigozhin, what happens to Vilnius, what happens when we discuss this in Vilnius, is God only knows what he's likely to do. Well, I'm not even sure. We're not even sure where he is and what relationship he has. If I were he, I'd be careful what I ate. I'd be keeping my eye on my menu. But all kidding aside, who knows?
Yes, who knows? Maybe we know more. General Barry McCaffrey, who's been a guest on this show, in many circumstances, made a brief remark on MSNBC about an hour ago. Listen. We'll get to that, actually. We will be speaking to Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute. She is a particular expert on Russia and the current situation there. Does this indicate firmer control for Putin or more instability? We'll be speaking with Elizabeth Braw coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Police in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania are responding to what's being called an active shooting situation. Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood when the person inside opened fire. More than 100 rounds are said to have been fired. Nearby homes have been evacuated. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in Georgia to turn himself into authorities. Giuliani, former President Trump, and 17 others have been indicted on racketeering charges for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this, against people much tougher than them.
Giuliani says he's confident the case will turn out in his favor. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, is said to have been on the passenger list of a plane that crashed in Russia. That's according to the Russian Civil Aviation Authority. Russian state media reports the leader was killed. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Elizabeth Braw, who is an expert, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, AEI, where she focuses on defense against emerging national security challenges, such as hybrid and gray zone threats, such as Russia and China. Concurrently, she is a columnist with Foreign Policy, where she writes on national security and the globalized economy, and she is a member of the Preparedness Commission in the United Kingdom. Her most recent book, The Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. As far as you can gather, Elizabeth, from the information that's coming in from so many different directions, does it appear that Yevgeny Prigozhin is indeed dead? And if so, does it appear that the plane was shot down? This was just not an accident.
Yes, it does indeed appear that he is dead. The Russian authorities have said that his name was on the list of passengers of that plane. Now, we have reached the point where we don't always trust what Russian authorities say, but this time it does seem very credible. And on top of that, not only was his name on the list, but there was also a reason for the Russian government or Vladimir Putin to try to get rid of him. It was an uneasy truce between the two. Has been since Prigozhin's coup, and it couldn't last, the situation where he was around despite having tried to unseat Putin. And on top of that, there appears to have been nothing wrong with where the private jet he was on. Commercial jets in Russia are struggling to get the ones that fly Western, the Western ones, they struggle to get spare parts and maintenance and so forth. But he was not on a Western commercial jet. He was on a Brazilian-made private jet, and they had no problems getting spare parts and maintenance. It's extremely unlikely it was a technical issue.
And what about the possibility that has been suggested by some Russian sources that it was Ukraine that shut down Prigozhin's plane?
Well, we have learned throughout this war that Russia blames most things on Ukraine. I think if any credible government blamed a serious incident on another country, we would at least want to investigate it. But Russia is known for its complete fabrications of any matter under the sun. So if they were to blame Ukraine, as they have done, I don't think that is any reason at all to suspect Ukraine. Ukraine is certainly not a perfect country, and we should apply scrutiny to Ukraine. But in this case, the Russian government, Russian members of the Russian regime had a reason to get rid of Prigozhin, and there was nothing wrong with the plane he was on, whereas Ukraine was in fact enjoying this power struggle within the Russian elite and was, I think, almost benefiting from it. So they not only do they seem unlikely to have committed this attack on the plane, but they also had no reason to do so.
Does this indicate this development, a greater strength for Vladimir Putin as the strong man of Russia, or does this a demonstration of weakness and insecurity?
That's an excellent question, Michael, and I think in the short term it demonstrates strength, because now his most important adversary is gone, and importantly, the one adversary who was willing to act move against him, that adversary is gone. But as we know, an autocrat is only strong in the short term, because precisely for the reason that what makes an autocrat strong is that he doesn't listen to others. He decides most things on his own, or her own for that reason, or with a small group of lieutenants. But that also means that others become resentful, because they never get to decide anything. It's always the autocrat, and that's why every autocracy, every dictatorship, almost every dictatorship ends badly, because at some point those people will rise up against the dictator or the autocrat and say, we want the voice. Even if they are relatively powerful, they'll say, we want the voice. We don't always want we don't want to always kowtow to you. And I think that's where Putin is headed. There are many people who will lose their patience with always having him deciding everything. And that is the arc that every autocrat takes.
With revenge of some sort being an obvious motive for Putin bringing off this killing of Yevgeny Prigozhin, is it conceivable that with some estimated 50,000 followers, that some of them might exact their own vengeance against Putin himself?
Whether against Putin or whether against other parts of the Russian state, yes, those men do have a reason now to be very unhappy with Putin. Now, they may not have loved Prigozhin, but they were loyal to him. A very large number of them were very loyal to him. In fact, they were more loyal to him than many Russian soldiers are to the Russian armed forces. So it was almost like a mafia-like loyalty within the Wagner group, and they will be very unhappy. Even the ones that are now on the payroll of the Russian armed forces, was remember some some of them have joined the Russian armed forces after this sort of armistice offer by the Russian government. Even they will be very unhappy now, and at the very least will not do their best to help the Russian state in any way. And in some cases, in many cases, they may try to actively sabotage or harm the Russian state. So this was a difficult calculation Putin made, if indeed he was behind the killing. And the calculation he made was clearly it's worth having Prigozhin killed, even if it does mean that that a number of Wagner troops will become very disaffected and may try to harm the Russian state.
The Washington Post just posted an editorial, the headline, Putin plans for a long struggle in Ukraine. The U.S. needs to do the same. Are they right?
Well, I don't think anybody was thinking at this point that the war in Ukraine would be short. It's clearly moving only in a gradual or incremental fashion now in favor of the Ukrainians, but not very quickly. So it will continue, not in a stalemated way, but in a very incremental way. And that's, by the way, the original sin of this war, that Putin, because he's an autocrat, is surrounded by people who say what they think he wants to hear, and they said it would be cakewalk, even though many of them probably knew that this would be a difficult war, but they didn't dare to say so because then he might have punished them by demoting them or for being defeated. And that's the whole reason that Russia is in this mess and Ukraine is in this mess for no fault of its own, and the world is in this mess.
Let us hope that the U.S. does prepare for a long struggle if necessary. Elizabeth Braw, thank you always for your perspective and for your wisdom and knowledge. Coming back, more on what this means for U.S. foreign policy and for the debate tonight. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And one of the reasons that it's worth looking carefully at what is going on in Russia, aside from the impact on the United States and the impact on perhaps, and there's speculation from a number of experts that this could be another turning point in the war that would work against Russia, in other words, for Ukraine and the United States and the forces of decency and sanity. With all of that going on, you can appreciate even the disturbing aspects of life here in the country. And one of those disturbing aspects, Rudy Giuliani, today, President Trump is going there tomorrow after the debate, so he can upstage the debate, at least as some of the speculation. But Rudy Giuliani made his trip to the Fulton County Jail today to get his mugshot and to surrender himself. And I believe he has a $100,000 bond that he has to post. And he was surrounded by press when he came out of the Fulton County Jail in Georgia, and he tried to answer some questions and to give a statement. This is Mayor Giuliani.
I'm being prosecuted for defending an American citizen who I do as a lawyer, and five other lawyers are indicted. That should tell you right away that this is an assault on our Constitution. Fannie Willis will go down in American history as having conducted one of the worst attacks on the American Constitution ever when this case is dismissed. She has violated people's First Amendment right to advocate the government, to petition the government for grievances, like an election they believe was poorly conducted or falsely conducted. People have a right to believe that in America. Biden and the Biden state doesn't have a right to tell you what the truth is.
Mr. Mayor.
I will tell you, if you need to know what this is all about, the FBI stole my iCloud account. And you know when they went and stole it? The day that I began representing Donald Trump 4 years ago. Day after I represented Trump.
Mr. Mayor, you
so for all that time, the federal
be careful,
government
be careful. Nobody
fine. on Donald Trump and his lawyer. I am being indicted because I'm a lawyer, as is permitted.
Okay, that's Rudy Giuliani. Behind him, there was a spectator who was holding up a sign that said, clown car coup. What's so terribly sad about this is that 19 people indicted for really what was a shameful attempt to overdo the overthrow the Georgia election. And you think about the number of people who in fighting and advancing this big lie that Trump actually won the election in 2020, it's ruined people's lives. I mean, think of where Rudy Giuliani was 10 years ago. He came out here to give a speech to a conservative organization. I attended and said hello to the mayor who I had met before, and he was an American hero at that point. He was still America's mayor because he had done a fabulous job in New York. He was a very effective mayor for the city. He turned the city around in terms of crime and just livability. He made real progress with that. And then again, he had reacted heroically in rallying the city in the aftermath of 9/11. And now, the state of Rudy Giuliani, the New York Times, FBI searches Giuliani's home and office, seizing phones and computers. They did not steal anything from him. The prosecutors obtained search warrants as part of an investigation into whether Rudy Giuliani broke lobbying laws when he was President Donald J. Trump's personal lawyer. You may remember that the first impeachment of President Trump had to do with his conversation, his phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, where Trump wanted Zelensky to deliver dirt on the Bidens to help the ongoing campaign, because it was already clear to President Trump that Biden would be one of his most formidable adversaries. In any event, Rudy Giuliani conceded in a court filing yesterday that he made, actually, this is from May 19th. It's much earlier. And it's the Rudy Giuliani conceded in a court filing May 19th that he made false statements about two Georgia 2020 election workers who are suing him over baseless claims of fraud that he made against them. Defendant Giuliani, for the purpose of litigation only, does not contest that to the extent the statements were statements of fact and otherwise actionable. Such actionable factual statements were false. Okay. Giuliani wrote in a signed stipulation that he said was intended to avoid unnecessary expenses in litigating what he believes to be unnecessary disputes. This was the mother and daughter in Fulton County, Georgia, who were very specifically accused by Rudy Giuliani of creating false ballots and stuffing false ballots. And he now acknowledges that those statements were false. There is also this news, breaking news. The governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, who was one of the eight people who was supposed to be up there on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, was taken to an emergency room yesterday after suffering an injury while playing a game of pickup basketball with his staff, making it unclear whether he will be able to participate tonight in the debate. He may need to be on crutches after his hospitalization. The North Dakota and Republican presidential candidate Doug Burgum suffered a high-grade tear of his Achilles tendon while playing a game of pickup basketball with his staff. Burgum, who's 67, will attend the candidates' walkthrough of the debate event site Wednesday afternoon, that's now, and then decide whether he's physically able to participate in the debate itself, the source said. Now, Doug Burgum was not skyrocketing in the polls. He was below 1% everywhere. He's a good guy and a very decent guy and probably would make a fine president. He's been a great governor of North Dakota. Burgum is focused on the debate, the Republican Party's first of the primary season, and understands that as much as he'd like to participate, he would have to walk on stage and stand behind a podium for 2 hours, a source said. He is a total cowboy and isn't fazed by injuries and pain, said a member of his team. His disposition is focused and tough. We're going to see what happens at the walkthrough and throughout the day, the source told CNN. The governor is a lifelong athlete and is familiar with sports injuries, the source said. Other candidates have privately reached out to ask how he's doing, according to the source. Republican Senator Tim Scott and Vivek Ramaswamy posted on social media wishing the governor well. Is that going to, the one thing that in, he did not take his shirt off yesterday, Vivek Ramaswamy, posted, I think it was meant as a humorous gesture, but he was playing tennis bare-chested, and it said, I've been engaged in intense debate prep, the idea being that he prepares for debate by simply exerting himself and displaying his youth and vigor. Now, is youth and vigor an important aspect for a presidential candidate, or are we going to be stuck with somebody who's 77 years old? That would be Mr. Trump, and somebody who's 80 years old already. He'd be 82 by the time he took the oath of office if he does get elected again. That would be Joe Biden. We do deserve some youth and vigor, leadership, maybe even inspiration in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.